I only knew her as Maria. I would see her out walking her dog as a guy, but I only called her Maria whenever I saw her, because most people who know me in the drag world only call me Jade when they see me. So,
So was Maria a drag queen? Okay.
she was actually a very important HIV activist on Church Street, and when I started my, well, originally I started a thing called PosTO, which was a monthly like event. When we started raising money for the different organizations each month, she would always come and volunteer to perform. And,
Right.
I really appreciated that because it was really hard to get, some of the queens involved. I had to kind of blackmail or either, or bribe them, some of the bigger names to come and perform for our events. We got along great or whatever until 2000. I think it was 2015. Yeah, it was 2000. That was the big, horrible year on Church Street for Cruz and Tangos. The owners were fighting, so there was this big split. I ended up being in management and everything else. So that particular year for the PosTO Awards, which I started, we had so many people who wanted to perform that year, and there was so much that was happening that I had to limit who could perform. And Maria was so used to just coming in and showing up, and she came in and she was putting her stuff in the dressing room, and I had to tell her that she couldn't perform, and she was furious. And she did not speak to me for probably about like 3 years. I was able to get her again. I invited her and definitely saved her a spot in the that after 3 years, finally, in 2021, she did. She was just a constant. I don't know what number Empress she was for Ticott, but she was an Empress as well. And just a very sweet person, and very like I didn't know her, like we never hung out or anything like that, but I just felt it was important that someone mentioned who she was and what she was to Church Street, because it was really, when I look back on it, there, besides myself, her, maybe a couple of other people, we were the only drag queens that were out about being HIV positive. And that's kind of the reason why I do the work that I do, is because of I want it to be normalized, like cancer is, or something like that. When you tell people you have cancer, they're like, oh, and they don't shun you.
Right.
I really had to applaud her for being out and about like that.
Can you tell me, what did Maria's drag look like? What kind of style was it, and like what would one of her numbers look like? What kind of songs would she do? What kind of performer
She
was she?
was Latino all the way through. Everything she did was a Latin number, but
Right.
she had these very, very colorful, like, I mean, the name fit her because of if Del Monte was like a fruit company that you would buy canned fruit, and it was very colorful or whatever. So her outfits were always very colorful, and she always had this like big kind of updo. And I remember 1 year she got to perform on one of the Pride stages, and I don't know what the number was because I don't speak Spanish, even though I'm half Puerto Rican, but she really got the crowd going, and they were really into it. And I was so happy for her because of she really shined when she got to perform. Like, that's where she, I think that was her wheelhouse, was being on stage and lip syncing to whatever song that she really felt. Every now and again, there's a queen that comes along that knows how to emote, but that was something that would that you had, you either had it or you didn't. Back in the day, and she had it. Like, she could draw you in just by walking on the stage. And I really admired her presence. She really had a great straight stage presence.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So what you're thinking, when you say emote, do you mean kind of like she would do kind of those ballads and kind of perform in the face and you would draw you in like that, or
Well,
was she a
I
dancer or
she
both?
was a dancer, but like she had the facial expressions to actually tell you the story of whatever it was that she was doing. That's I think one of the things that's missing right now is that everyone's just they're mugging for a camera, but they're not actually emoting, and that's something completely different.
Yeah, people are scared to not look beautiful all the time.
Yeah, and
Right? Yeah.
that's yeah. The old school drag, like what I know and what I grew up with, that was part of it, is that you didn't have to be always be glamorous or beautiful. It was about the performance. So, if it took you being crazy on stage or looking crying or whatever, you did it and you sold the song and you made it your own. So.
So where would she perform? Like George's play?
Yes, she did. She was when I first got here, that was actually my first job. Or no, I take that back. That was my second job. There was used to be some place called Latterman's Den. That was my first job DJing there. But drag and stuff like that. I won the Miss Play pageant, and so I had my own show there, and I also like was a DJ there. She would come in. For almost any show that had an open stage, she would come in for. So a lot of times, Chris Edwards used to have a an open stage night, and she would come in and perform. She would do like a couple of numbers. They would do a rotation of because, unlike what I'm used to from New York, the drag shows here are very long, and everyone gets on stage and performs or whatever. Whereas in New York, it's more like. There's two or three queens. They do one, maybe two numbers, and that's it. And it's done. And it gets back to being a bar or a club. We only saw each other in the dressing room. Like
Right.
I would see her occasionally out walking her dog, like over in Allen Gardens, because I think she lived by there. The really sad thing was is that towards the end, she was getting dementia. So she would forget where she was or whatever. And she got lost at one point in 22, I think it was, or 20. No, it might have been in 21. She got lost and was missing for a couple of days.
Oh my,
And
wow.
yeah, and they put out posters and everything, and people were asking, but she was found. And I guess her closer friends made sure that. They were with her whenever she went out or whatever. But and I'm not certain. I knew that she was HIV positive. I'm not certain what was the cause of death, but she died. And they had a memorial for her outside of the 519, I believe, right on the street in the park there. They had set up a memorial for her.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was she like in the dressing room?
She was fun and bubbly, and but I think she was more confident speaking in Spanish, and so that was kind of obvious a lot of times. And the girls that she did speak with Spanish with, oh, they kikied, they did, they had they had their own little jokes and things or whatever, and it was good. It's a normal dressing room kind of atmosphere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts about her?
I would probably say that she was the first out drag queen that I about their status that I came across when I came here because I moved to Toronto at the end of 2009 in December 29th to be exact of 2009 once I started like Jay didn't hit the scene until the spring. There was some big benefit that happened at Buddy's. And that was the first time that I met her. And I think I found out about her HIV status later, like around September, October, or whatever. And so we never really had a conversation about it. or whatever, but she did share with me that she was, because I think I had said something about myself on stage, and so she, so, but yeah, I think that she was the very first out drag queen about their status that I met.
That's a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.